and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Brittany, what's going on today?
Hey, guys. I am having some issues with my husband. He has taken it upon himself to work from home now and made the home his office, and it's driving me nuts because he works 30 minutes away. So I don't understand the point of working 3 days out of the week at home when he gets irritated when the kids are yelling. If there's background noise happening, he wants me to make him lunch all the time. It's just driving me up the wall.
Well, I understand. So it's pleasant for him, not for you, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah, I can see how that's tough trying to keep all the kids quiet. Hold on, let's call him, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Scott?
Hey.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hey, what's going on?
Scott, want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your wife who tells us she's had enough with you making the home your office. Says that it's going to be time for the kids to relax and run around and have fun there. She's tired of making your lunch. She just doesn't understand why you just don't go to the office. What's going on here?
I don't really understand the issue. I'm home only 3 days a week. I can't believe she would do this. I don't get what the issue is. It's not like I'm really bothering anybody. I'm the one at work.
The issue is that you're home when you have an office that is paid for, and you should leave me to do everything at home with the kids. So why don't you spend that time in the office where you belong?
I'm sorry, why are you on the phone? I thought they were calling me. Have you been listening this whole time?
Yeah, honey. This is serious intervention that we're having right now.
That is so disrespectful.
Welcome to the life that I've been leading since you decided to work at home now.
You know, Brittany, I work hard, and what's the deal if the kids have to be quiet for an hour or two to take a conference call?
Because it's not the kids' job to be quiet when they're in their own house, when their father has an office that he could be working at.
But I thought you'd like having me around more, and we'd finally get to see each other more.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It is way too stressful having you freaked out about your deadlining at home. I would rather you come home and have food on the table and we can discuss how your day was rather than hear about it firsthand just from walking past your office door.
Guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote and we can just ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Brittany. It's hard to be home with your husband while he's working. If, you know, he's yelling at the kids to be quiet, it's your responsibility to keep them all quiet while he takes conference calls. Especially when his office isn't that far away, and that's how you've been doing it for years, especially with summer coming up and the kids being home even more. But they may see your side, Scott. You finally get to work from home in your PJs, and you're comfortable and happy, and you know what? Maybe you just have to make a little sacrifice so he can enjoy his work a little bit more while he's home. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience have to say?
I'd be very curious, yes.
Give us a call. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
After all these years, your boss finally gets on board and gives you the thumbs up. Yeah, you know what? You want to work from home? You can work from home. And you
right.
love it. Except your wife, she doesn't love it because that means she's got to keep the kids quiet during your conference calls. You're always there. And she says, go back to the office. It's not even that far away.
Yeah, dealing with the stresses of listening to all that you're going through in there. And plus, she doesn't even want to make his lunch.
It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. What do you think? Do you think that she has a point in saying it's more of an inconvenience to have you home, go back to the office? Or do you see his side where I get to be home in my PJs and I get to like be here more? Like, don't you want that? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
You know, I'm on the mom's side. I think it's great that the dad has some flexibility, but home is where the kids are growing and where family time needs to be a priority. So he can just go to work, and if he wants, compromise and, you know, work from home on Friday, and then mom can be all geared up for what that looks like. But Monday to Friday is too much of dad being home. It's all about growing up and being a family and making the priority of the kids at the house.
Yeah, I understand that. So my husband gets to work from home on most Fridays,
mm-hmm.
and I look forward to it because by the time we get home in the early afternoon, it's nice to have him there and it kind of kicks off our weekend. But I could see how having him there every day would be kind of a different story.
You're not there dealing with that on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's in the morning or the middle of your work day, which obviously our time schedule is a little bit different. So,
yeah, what do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Or if you have this situation, how does it work at your house? Give us a call now. Finally, his boss has given him the okay that he can work from home, except the problem is They don't want him at home. His wife said,
right.
It's too hard to keep the kids quiet while you're here. And you know what? The office isn't that far away. It's too much of a distraction when you're here anyway. Go back to the office.
Yeah, it can be unpleasant all of a sudden when somebody's in your regular space that you're used to having just for yourself and for the kids. And I don't think that it's much different. At the same time, he needs to figure out that there has to be a middle ground, right? It can't just all become his space now that he's there working.
1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. We want to hear from you. If it's his house and he's been dying to work from home, shouldn't he be allowed to do it? Or does she have a point that it's just too much wear and tear on the family? Hi, whose side are you on?
Hi, Anna. I have to say I'm on the husband's side only because I had the same similar situation when my kids were younger, and they just have to come to an agreement and compromise. The kids need to know that dad works hard if he's allowed flexibility to work at home, and they need to be quiet if he has an hour or two conference call. It's respect. It's your father, and he works very hard for the family, and she needs to understand that. And somehow when they come to some type of afternoon, maybe he takes some time with the kids and gives her some time because he has some flexibility working at home.
Yeah, I get all that. Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Definitely the wife. The husband sounds a little cranky for sure, so I would not want him home 3 days a week. Definitely not.
I also think there's something to be said about the fact that, like, separation makes the heart grow fonder. Like, I know, like, usually, like, after vacation, we've been together for every minute for, like, the last 10 days. It's like, it's time for us to go back to work, you know?
Yes, totally agree.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I think I might be leaning towards the dad side just because, you know, I have a 6, 7, and 8-year-old. And before they started school, dad works overnight. And, you know, I was kind of have to keep them quiet while he was sleeping to get prepared for work that, you know, in the evening.
Right.
And, you know, so I understand how frustrating it can be, especially having little ones that are not school age. But what I used to do is kind of plan, like, activities for them during the day, even if it was at home, taking them for a nice long walk, like before or lunchtime. So maybe she can kind of plan accordingly around the times that he wants to have his conference calls so that it is kind of quiet. If it's only a couple hours, I don't see why they can't sort of compromise or come to some sort of middle ground.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Brittany, it looks like our audience agreed with you. Scott, if you need the quietness of an office, maybe that isn't the best place for you to be at home. Maybe it is best if you're back 5 days over at your actual physical office of your company.
Oh, thank God. The voice of reason. No, listen to everybody. Listen to everybody.
I don't know. You always telling me to listen to everybody. I wanted to come home and listen to the family for once. You don't even want me there.
No, nobody wants you here, so you should be listening to everybody right now. They literally just agreed with me, so be thankful.
Nobody wants you here.
It's a little rough.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Scott, I don't think it's a matter of them not wanting you. I'm sure what Brittany really means is the fact that it's hard for the kids and it's hard for Brittany to try to keep them quiet when you've got a place to go that can give you all the privacy you need, you know?
There's a workspace and a fun space. They're not the same.
I hear you.
Thank you. All right. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.